Last time on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Now I know when we're angry and hurt, we can only see the negative in the other person. But you two people know deep down how you feel about each other, how you care about each other, and how much you love each other.
Look at this place. It's a pigsty. You're like some kind of an animal.
A pig?
Just watch yourself, mister.
I tell you, this thing with Deborah's got her nuttier than ever. They should just lace up the gloves and go at it in the backyard.
Come on, those two are going through a tough time. All you can think about is how it affects you.
You're like a lady.
You know what I noticed? Even when Deborah is all, wait, if she finds out I'm coming over here, she goes out of her way to be nice to me.
What do you mean?
Well, like yesterday, Ma wanted me to come over, and Deborah all of a sudden was like, hey, why don't you go hit a bucket of balls?
She told you to go to the driving range?
Yeah. And then I also went on the go-karts. Hey, you know what? You should try this with Mom. Get what you want. You just talk to her and throw Deborah into the mix.
Ah, I like that. Except for the talk to her part.
You can't do that to Ma. She's your wife.
Go home. Hey, Marie!
Ma!
You're right. I have been making a mess here. We'll just go over to Deborah's.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'll get out of your hair.
No, don't be silly. Sit.
No. It's easy enough to go across the street. Come on, Ray.
No. Why would you do that? You know what you need? Grilled cheese.
Double cheese? No crust?
Of course. Sit. Would you like grilled cheese, Raymond?
You got bacon?
Of course. How about you, Rob?
No, thank you.
Okay, then. Two grilled cheese coming up.
I love you.
Hello. Hey, Ma. Yeah, Dad's here. We're just watching the game. Yeah, but she's leaving to pick up the kids.
Does she want to know what I'm doing? Tell her I'm here, too.
Robert's here, too. I don't know. He want me to tell you. Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Mom wasn't too happy that you're here, Dad.
Good. She's getting a message. I came over here because the omelet she made me this morning was half-assed.
You're here to punish Ma? I think that's terrible.
No, I'll tell you what's terrible. A salami omelet that's skimpy on the salami.
You know what, Ray? Tell your mother not to call here anymore. I am sick of feeling like I can't answer the phone in my own house.
I can't tell her not to call.
I'll do it.
Well, all right, I'll tell her if she needs to talk to me to let the phone ring once. That'll be her signal. Then hang up and call back.
Fine, I'll use the same signal if you're over there and I need to talk to you.
And when I pick up, you do a little heavy breathing.
I'll be back in half an hour.
Hello.
What's going on, Ma?
I thought you boys could use a little snack. Stuffed mushrooms.
Let's have it.
I know it's usually slim pickings around here. That's why I wanted to bring these over as quickly as I could.
Mmm. These are good. Better than an omelet.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I was almost out of salami, and I knew the omelet wasn't right. I should have just thrown it out or given it to Robbie. Well, eat up, boys. There's plenty more where that came from. Across the street.
Ray, your car is blocking me, so if you... So I'll just take your car, okay? If that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, boys, I have to get back. I've got a lot of treats to make, which will be delicious.
No, Ray, as long as I'm taking your car, do you want me to gas it up for you?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
No, it would be fun.
Frank, I'm going to make cannelloni tonight.
Sounds okay.
Oh, actually, no. Instead of cannelloni, I'll make some lamb. A whole lamb.
Yeah? With that mint jelly I like?
Of course. Whatever you want. Honey.
Come on.
So, Ray, what if I bring home a pizza for dinner?
Oh.
And maybe a nice bottle of wine?
Oh.
Marie, no wine.
Frank, you rascal.
Okay, well, I'll see you, sweetie. Bye, Frank. Bye, Robert.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I love you, fellas. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Woo-hoo. We got to get these two hens together more often.
I know. I'll bet I can get a week of golf in Myrtle Beach.
I might be able to get Marie up on the roof to clean the gutters.
You two playing your wives against each other. You're despicable.
Calm down, dainty duck.
Yeah, what? We tried to get him to stop fighting. If they want to keep it up, why should we have to suffer?
There's a difference between not suffering and exploiting the situation. You should be supporting your wives, bringing them together. This is not the way for a family to behave.
You know, while Marie's up on the roof, I'll have her install a satellite dish.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Deb.
Come on in.
All right. Raymond around?
No, he's out buying himself a new putter.
Isn't that nice for him? So, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I'm glad one of us is fine.
You're not fine, Robert?
Well, you know me. I don't do well with detention. It gets me right in the gut. And this thing with you and my mom, muy tensionoso.
That's Spanish for very tense?
I don't know. All I know is I'm popping in acids like they're cocktail peanuts. Come on, you know, this fight has gone on long enough. I bet you can't even remember why you were mad at each other in the first place.
Why? Because your mother is condescending, overbearing, patronizing, manipulative.
Okay. The whys are not important. But what is important is to remember that life is short. You know how they always say you should never... go to bed mad. Well, I say it'd even be worse to go to the big bed mad.
I'm sorry, Robert. I know what you're saying. But I have to tell you, I need to start thinking about myself for a change.
Okay. I know that Raymond's thinking about himself.
Ray? What? What do you mean? What is it, Robert?
Well, maybe it's just me, but I'm of the opinion that a man should be more concerned about his family's well-being than figuring out a way to get his wife to let him go on a week-long golf retreat to Myrtle Beach.
What golf retreat?
Come on, you haven't noticed he's been dropping hints like crazy? Maybe that's because you're too busy running around, gassing up his car, drinking wine, and having to... do things because of the wine.
Robert, all
wake up, sis! Dad and Raymond have a laundry list of stuff they're trying to get out of you two. They're exploiting the situation. They're playing you two against each other. They're laughing at you, and it's making me sick. But if it doesn't bother you... They say you should never go to bed mad. Well, I say it'd be even worse to go to the big bed mad. All right, Ma. There's something you should know. And I'm only saying this because I don't want to see you on the roof.
Moonshine.
Well, here she is. A little more expensive than I thought, but it'll be worth it, you know, if I ever go on a, I don't know, golf retreat or something.
Yeah, that's nice. Let me ask you something, Ray. How long did you think you'd be able to use me and your mom?
How's that?
You didn't think I was smart enough to see what you were doing?
I don't want to... What are you talking about?
Don't play dumb with me.
I'm not. This is how I am.
You know, you're not exactly subtle. Sitting there like some Roman emperor. Bring me my pizza. Serve me my wine. Pretend you're a lonely nurse.
Hey. You know what the guys at the lodge were just telling me? Apparently, if you install it yourself, a satellite dish is actually quite affordable. Makes you think, doesn't it? Anyway, make me a sandwich, will you?
You want a sandwich?
Roast beef, mayo, mustard, lettuce, tomato, cheese, easy onion.
Sounds nice. What kind of bread?
Let's go with the whole wheat today, shall we?
All right.
Ow! Hey! Ow! Okay, white bread then.
You didn't think I'd catch on to you, Mr. Sleazy Man?
Oh, I caught on.
Oh, did I catch on? Sure, getting the two of us to wait on you hand and foot to exploiting the situation? I wish this bread was stale. I would give you a concussion! Look who it is. Suppose you're here to get something to eat?
Don't ask for a sandwich.
If you're hungry, I suggest you go back across the street, because this kitchen is closed.
Her too?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Deborah. She started yelling at me and telling me I was using her fight with Mom for my own good. Said I was exploiting the situation.
Wait a minute. Exploiting the situation? That's exactly what your mother just said.
Really? Well, how did both Mom and Deborah know?
Oh, hey, I forgot my Tums.
Hey, Robert. You got any idea why Ray and I just got our grapes crushed by the broads?
Okay, take it easy. Some things might have been said in passing that possibly could have been misconstrued.
You sold us out, man.
You're a rat. We had something good going and you ruined it.
Okay, hold on. You didn't have something good going.
Yes, we did. For once, I was enjoying my marriage.
Let me tell you something. You two got what you deserved. I don't care that you're mad at me. I'm sorry that your putter got bent, Raymond. And I'm sorry Ma's not hanging off the roof with 50-foot of cable and a ratchet. But by God, I will do whatever it takes to make this family whole.
I think you're the family whole.
Yeah. I feel like the liver whole. I feel like the liver whole.
What's going on here?
Hey, Robert, why don't you run crying to your mommy and tell her about how mean we just were to you?
Yeah, squeal on us again, mommy lover. That's right.
Shut up, Raven.
We don't say shut up in this house.
First of all, it's never squealing if you're telling something to your mother. And I have to appreciate Robbie letting me know what you two are trying to do to Deborah and me. I would be happy to make you something to eat.
Wait. One ring. That's Deborah's signal.
You can pick up that phone, Ma. Ma, make this right. You can make this right. You can do it, Ma. Remember that big bed. Pat away, Ma! Ma! This was your chance. What did we just talk about in there? What about the big bed?
All your talk about the big bed? Why don't you tell that to Deborah?
I did!
You did? You told her the same thing you told me?
I was just trying to show her.
Oh, enough. You're a double agent.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what a double agent would say.
Enough faith in me to know that I would do the right thing, so you went to her too.
You didn't do the right thing.
That's hardly the point.
Hardly. What he did is much worse than what we did, right, Ma?
Shut up, Raymond.
You say it all the time now?
Tell me something, Robert. Who did you talk to first about this, Deborah or me?
I don't remember.
You went to her first because you couldn't wait to take her side over mine.
I'm on no one's side.
You obviously don't love me the way I love you. Get out.
Ma, I'm on the family side.
Throw him out.
Pleasure.
All right, I'm going. But let me just say this. When we are all in that big bed, I'll be the only one able to sleep through the night.
I ain't sleeping in that bed with him. He sleeps naked. Wasn't going anywhere. Don't bend him.
I'd like some chips.
Tomorrow, it's a Thanksgiving disaster for Val and Holly when they decide to start their own tradition on an all-new What I Like About You. Then at 9, Reba's new boyfriend's about to meet the family on a special one-hour episode. Don't miss an all-new WB Friday tomorrow starting at 8, only on the WB 11.